When you feel like you're not rocking the party like everyone else, when it seems like you face only layer upon layer of troubles, and when everyone assumes you haven't smiled in millions of years, you need Geology Number 5 by Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 180.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, you met them.
Well, thank you for joining us. Me and
you're welcome.
And my dog. Thank you, Jeremy,
and for the joining audience
me and my dog.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, and for joining me and the audience.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you out there who is listening right now.
Oh, they're welcome, too.
Everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
Except not always at
all. Well,
not home.
Everybody.
Yeah. We don't welcome the unwelcomed. Correct. The one unwelcomeable.
Well, even some of them we welcome.
Come for the bowl.
What?
Stay for the meat. Comfortable?
That's
It's no. A blonde joke that I'm still trying to figure it out. Yeah, that'll take a moment. Just like the fake sponsor will probably take a little bit of a moment to settle in and for you to get it. But that's what happens. By the time this episode is over, you may have fallen asleep or something, because some people listen to us as they fall asleep.
Dangerous.
And then you'll just wake up in the middle of the night and realize, I get it now.
The Surgeon General does not recommend falling asleep while listening to the Ramen Noodle.
The Surgeon General doesn't recommend a lot of things.
It's true. Like smoking a dog, for example. Or probably anything.
I don't know. Smoked hot dogs are pretty good.
True.
Well, let's get on to some funny stuff. Funny stuff from the last couple weeks. Because actually what we did, if you came for our live show and stayed for the food, then what you may have realized is that we weren't actually live last time.
We were the food.
But, and you're welcome, but what we did is we pre-recorded an extra episode and then released it on a week that we weren't live. But anyway, so we've got 2 weeks to talk about of stuff. A couple things happened recently that I'd like to share with you. One of them was I went on a little errand, and when I went back into my car, well, let me tell the full story. Once upon a time, there was an internet.
Oh, I've been to one of those.
And the internet was starting to have problems working. And so our hero of this story bravely went to the place that sells the internet locally and said, my modem be busted. Give me new modem.
Wow.
So I went to our local internet service provider, or the ISP, if you're following along at home.
Or the ISP.
Yeah. And ask for this new modem. And I was one of those kind customers. I was able to go in and say, I talked to customer service already. This is a provided modem by your company. They said that I should take it here, get it replaced. And the lady was like, yeah, sure, no problem. I'll get this replaced for you. No problem. So I was the good customer. Yes. I was the one there saying, thank you that I'm not like this person next to me. Well, the person next to me was not quite saying, forgive me, a sinner, but they were almost beating their chest out of frustration that this lady walked in to this place, customer service. She walks up to the customer service counter and she says, I'm doing my best to be, or no, she said, I'm being calm right now, but this is kind of bothering me a little bit. Okay, if that's your calm side, I don't want to stick around much longer. She had some billing problem or something, and she started getting upset, and I am not being calm anymore, which also reminds me of a lady that once in a library I saw getting upset.
Oh.
And yeah, not being calm and getting pretty ticked over the fact that there were too many TikToks that went by on her renewal date or something for her book, and she was charged a certain amount for the book, and she had all of these claims and stuff. And it was probably one of those books, like How to Manage Your Time Better.
So they didn't, she wasn't on display there. They didn't keep, they didn't, it wasn't like a glass case, and it was irate woman in case.
That's going to be
plaque donated by Margaret Henderson on the occasion of the anniversary of her husband's passing away.
That's going to be the museum of the future. People will walk into a place and they'll all be using their ebooks as they follow along with the story. And they're saying, this is what was once called a library. And this is where people came to check out books, to read. Imagine that. People actually read stuff. This is the day that, like, the internet will be YouTube. And that will be everything. Everything will be on YouTube. The people will be walking around. And then they'll get to see an animatronic, yes, angry patron of the library.
And if they go back even further, they'll see somebody sitting down at a computer that they had to sign into, and it's actually dialing the internet. So, and they get only 30 minutes on this computer, if that. And it'll have an example of a person sitting there, you know, at 28.8 whatever it was per second.
1.21 gigawatts per second.
Sure, sure. And they'll have this demonstration, and because the internet is YouTube, most people will just say fake.
Totally, totally. But where were, oh yes. So this this whole story about customer service and bad customers trying to get service and all of this led to my leaving the store. Well, I had my issue taken care of. I was calm the whole time. I was very proud of myself. I didn't raise my voice one bit.
Good.
I even managed to crack a smile. But
who? Well, that's not calm. Whose smile did you crack?
No, that noodleism, probably.
Probably.
But I left the store.
I'm going to crack your smile.
I'm going to crack some smile today. I left the store and got into my car, but before I did, I saw on the car, there was a little spider on the car.
Oh.
Like one of those cute little spiders that looks all fluffy and furry, and you want to just go up and give it a nice little kiss and
cuddle
it. That's
what I usually do with spiders,
one of those kinds of little furry ones that looks all shy and everything because it's got the big, innocent little
eyes. That's terrifying.
Eyes.
I mean, they're so cute. Yes.
Hug a spider today.
Hug an arachnid.
It's National Hugger Hug an Arachnid Day. Hug an Arachnid Day.
Hug an Arachnid.
Sounds like, I don't know what that sounds like.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
But I was imagining what this spider was probably experiencing. Because
it's like, I'm trying to remain calm, but I've been clinging to this car while you've been driving like 45 miles an hour.
Although in its little spider voice, it'd probably be like,
it probably, yeah.
I just wanted to go to a warm place and
a warm place.
So all of that to tell the story of the little spider.
Did you know there's an H in arachnid?
Arachnid?
No, not at the beginning.
Oh, arachnid.
It's kind of like orchid.
Oh yeah.
Where it should be orchid, but it's actually arachnid.
A lot of words are spelled very weirdly. And yeah, in fact,
like Daniel,
any word, if you just think about it long enough,
Daniel,
it will start to sound like it's spelled incorrectly. Or if you type it enough,
Daniel,
if you type anything enough,
yes,
it's just, it, does that happen to you?
Oh, yes.
You type it long enough, hard enough, and often enough, and then you eventually start to disbelieve it.
Contrary to Adolf Hitler. And those keys on your keyboard start to not work anymore because you were just typing that word repeatedly.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
That's true.
Did you just say Adolf? moving on. Speaking of things that are little and cute, I have a baby goat to share.
You have a baby goat?
I personally am the proud owner of a baby goat. No.
Is this
No, of course not.
Is this tied in with your story of getting your air conditioner fixed? Is the baby goat somehow responsible for that?
No. In fact, getting the air conditioner fixed isn't really a story other than that I was very hot for a very long time. And
and now he's not.
And now I'm not.
Surveys show. We put his face up there and it just said not. Yeah. Not
that kind of
not,
hot.
Not.
Air conditioning does nothing to change that kind of hot, my friends. I am still that.
Uh-huh. Well, that I'm not going to agree. I can neither confirm nor deny the anything. But anyway,
the anything.
Your video. What is it about your?
It's just a baby goat. And if you thought that yelling and screaming goats were fun when they were full grown, listen to this baby goat.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go.
yes.
The goat coach.
The goat coach. Yeah, he is the goat coach. What a fun job. Now I want a baby goat. Except then they'd grow up.
It's cute. It almost looks like a little puppy.
Well, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Yeah.
I should train our dog on that.
To be a baby goat?
Something like that, yeah. Oh, and speaking of goats, I was at Walmart recently, where it seems like all of the employees, if you work at a Walmart, or if you've ever worked with a Walmart, or if you know someone who works at Walmart, you have my pity.
Or if you are a Walmart.
Because I recognize
Walmart
is not your fault.
Walmart. Remember that whole thing we were just talking about that's happening with Walmart?
Yes, and it's already starting to sound weird.
Walmart.
I don't blame you for Walmart.
Ugh.
I recognize that if you work in a Walmart or you know someone who does, and believe me, I am not against Walmart. I'm not against employees who work at Walmart. In fact, some of my closest friends aren't against employees who work at Walmart.
And they also are all that. Never mind.
But I even live near a city named Walton. So I'm not completely opposed to Walmart. But what happens is the employees are just not empowered to do their job. And they're not given much authority. And that's not their fault. That's someone else's fault. That's Mr. Walton's fault.
Fascinating. Probably. What is happening in this podcast?
It's kind of like McDonald's, too. When you go up and you have a problem with your order and they give this big, long reason why they can't do it. It's not their fault,
well, no,
actually.
That's true.
It's because they're not empowered to make your day. And
nobody plugged them into the socket.
That's right.
That's true.
Yes.
That's the kind of empowered we definitely mean.
And some of these teenagers look like they could use plugging in, or either use more or use less plugging into the socket.
Well, that's
depending
true.
On their hairstyles. But what happened in this Walmart?
That was
has
very
absolutely nothing
codgerly of you.
We were in this Walmart for a long time because someone was waiting for something, and the way it happens, something had to be approved. Like, this customer wants to purchase something. I need a management approval on this for this customer to buy something from our store. Please.
But the managers were busy getting empowered.
Yeah, and talking through the Walmart announcement system.
Ooh.
And so we got to hear all kinds of announcements coming through. Ooh. But one of them stood out to me. And let me tell you first how I heard it.
Baby goat on aisle 4. Clean up on aisle 4.
I just heard on aisle 4. We have a code.
You're really good at sounding like a baby goat. Perhaps you can make a profession of this. Baby goat impersonator.
We could both make professions of different things that we can imitate, probably.
Well, that's probably true.
We wouldn't get paid much.
Then it's not a profession.
But what I heard come through the radio was they said someone's name. We'll say, John Smith, please eat your party at the Subway Center. John Smith, please eat your party at the Subway Center.
Well, I don't think it's going to take a big leap to know what was really said.
But at a different grocery store,
somebody actually did eat their party, and it was gruesome. Is that what you were going
to
say?
It's my party, and I'll eat it if I want
to. No.
You would eat it, too, if it happened to you. Okay. No, at another grocery store, they have these automated checkout things where you get absolutely no discount by doing it yourself. But it's fun sometimes to not have to interface with a person. And I like what I always make fun of what their system says when we finish. What I say that it says is, Please hide your card and then swallow the instructions on the pin pad.
Do you need to get your ears checked?
Maybe. Although I'm not the one with the hearing problem tonight.
Well, I know. But see, the whole thing is that I have allergies, and I've heard that a good allergy remedy is to stuff ramen noodles in your ears. So that's what I did.
Stuff a ramen noodle in your ear. Hey, that's what people are doing right now. That's what you,
right there.
You're doing it right now. You've stuffed a ramen noodle in your ear. And if you've listened to multiple episodes, then you've stuffed multiple ramen noodles.
Ramen noodle eye.
So those are some of the things that have happened within the last week. So let's move on. To this.
This co-host echoes.
Noodles in the news.
Noodles in the news.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, not that kind of. All right. So we have this article that I came across that is titled, depending on how you want to say it, 21 inspirational yearbook quotes that prove that children are our future.
Huh?
Yes, this was posted on Mashable, so some people may have seen it. We'll have a link in the show notes. I'm not going to read them all.
CleanComedyPodcast.com/180.
But number one, and these are all pictures apparently from yearbooks. I don't know that they're all real. Some of them clearly are. The first one says, the first quote from a apparently graduating high school student, "Makeup looks pretty on the outside, but it doesn't help if you're ugly on the inside."
No!
Unless you eat the makeup.
Ooh.
Unless you eat the makeup. This girl, apparently named Brianna, says, "Never hold your farts in. They travel up your spine into your brain, and that's where the crappy ideas come from."
That's good advice.
Next, "I don't like it when people call me a dumb blonde. It gets on my pet peeves." there's a girl, she's wearing sort of a perhaps culturally traditional head wrap, and it says, "No, Voldemort is not in my head wrap." That's her quote. That's her yearbook quote. There's a guy named Kevin, and he says, "It's not enough that I should succeed, others should fail."
Oh, wow.
That does even the playing field. Another girl says, "Bet you didn't know this was even an option," and then after that she proceeded to put in a lot of emoji.
Or emoticons.
No, emoji specifically.
Emoji.
Those little colorful cartoon-like pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Those come from the emoji keyboard.
Ah. Whoa. Yeah. Now that's smart. That's cool.
That is cool. I didn't know. I wouldn't have known it was an option.
It probably made their graphic designer go, "Wait, what? How is this possible? You've hacked my system."
Or they said, "Ha, emoji." Connor's quote, "I don't know. You can just put some quote in for me."
Oh, boy. You can check out this list over at cleancomedypodcast.com/180. Some of these photos are horrible.
Well, yes, most of them are horrible, and I'm sure, and it's not the subject's fault. It's just photos.
Is it like...
are horrible.
Bad quotation goes with bad photo?
Maybe. Or bad photo goes with bad quotation.
Hey, if you or your parents have a dumb yearbook photo, send it to us. feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com.
Or a dumb yearbook quote. Anybody say something stupid in their yearbook?
See, I didn't get to say anything in my yearbook. I didn't really have a yearbook. I was homeschooled. So my yearbook was probably a 3-ring binder that I could write whatever I wanted to in it.
Yeah. You're making it sound very...
lonely.
Yeah.
Depressing.
I am so lonely.
Anti-socialized. Completely detached from the... Anyway, let's move on from sad stuff. Because we have other happy stuff.
Other happy stuff. That's my favorite part of the show. Other happy stuff.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
This is in the feedback section, but this is also, and I don't have a sound clip for this, the Amazoning noodle section.
The Amazoning noodle.
Yes.
Yay! I love this. I was right. This is my favorite. My favorite.
This was suggested by Josh. And by the way, Josh sent us a little piece of feedback too with something that he said, Glad that I found you guys. I think you are funny. I have tried to listen to other clean comedy and Christian podcasts, and they just sound too wimpy, and the guys sound like they should be whacked by a wet rag and given some skirts to wear.
Oh my gosh!
You guys don't... You guys don't seem like you should be whacked with a wet rag and given some skirts to wear. I like that. From Josh in Virginia.
Can someone please draw a picture of people getting whacked with wet rags and given skirts to wear?
But Josh sent in this
that's great
Amazon noodle product, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read some of the reviews first.
Gasp.
And then you'll get to learn what the product is.
Ooh, that's an interesting little twist.
This is a vital, significant achievement. Dr. Parker's lucid futurism is bold, brave, and quite simply revolutionary. His treatise is an enthusiastic clarion call to all patriots and
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, anyway, patriots. Your reductivism is hackneyed
What is happening?
I can't read this. It's so intellectual. Your reductivism is hackneyed disruption to the global eco-social schism.
Okay.
Oh, and this product could be big sellers throughout Greater China well through the end of the year. But the outlook for 2015 and beyond is rather hazy, eagerly waiting the update. That is from JG. This is from Lance, said, all I did was look at the cover, and I already knew from the start, this is, without a doubt, still a better story than Twilight.
is this that Amish vampires, Amish vampires from space? In space? Oh. If this isn't that.
No.
Okay.
This from Thomas says, like many in here, I'll admit that this is the best book I've ever read. It makes To Kill a Mockingbird read like a piece of petrified dinosaur poop.
Which it might be.
However, I feel a little cheated because this must be a reduced price. I paid $12,000 for my digital copy when it first came out in 2009. Admittedly, this is the outlook, so the information was priceless in the moment, but at this price, the author is practically giving it away. Ugh. Okay, I'm better now. Okay. I look forward to the movie version of this book because I'm not sure how it could possibly measure up to the written word. Still, I'll be there on opening night.
I think I just want to know what the title is.
This product, this review is from Dan, said, are you tired of being the odd one out in conversations around the office? Do your coworkers view you as uniformed? Are you left out of every conversation around last night's game? I'm here to tell you that those days are behind you. After reading this book, you will be the utmost authority in this field. We all remember what a year 2010 would have been for this product, and who could forget that famine of 2012? After reading this book, you will gain a better understanding of the industry. You'll gain a better understanding of these economics, and you will find yourself full of useful information about this important topic. Simply put, you'll walk a higher path. Prepare to amaze your coworkers at this year's Christmas party.
Can I please make a guess at the title?
Yes.
How to use blood-sucking leeches for medicinal, culinary, and commerce uses in 10 easy steps.
Close, but not quite.
Okay.
Coming in at $495 for the digital version, right now available through Amazon.com.
Well, that's quite a discount from the $12,000 or whatever it was. Yeah,
exactly. It's a steal at this price. This is the 2009 to 2014 outlook for wood toilet seats in Greater China.
Wait, what?
The 2009 to 2014 outlook for wood toilet seats in Greater China.
Okay.
Here's an expert. An excerpt.
Here's an expert on wood toilet seats in China. Let's listen to this expert.
The concept of latent demand is rather subtle. The term latent typically refers to something that is dormant, not observable, or not yet realized. Demand is the notion of an economic quantity that a target population or market requires under different assumptions of price, quality, and distribution, among other factors. Latent demand, therefore, is commonly defined by economists. This is all about toilet seats. Wooden toilet seats, I might add. It's on Amazon today. Buy it for just under $500. It's a steal.
Wait, what? Did you just slip the punchline in there somewhere? So you meant that's the name of the book?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant this review.
The 2009-2014 Outlook for Wood Toilet Seats in Greater China.
Well.
So if you've been concerned about the industry in China for wooden toilet seats.
And I have.
Then this book will let you know. This is not an extension to Microsoft Outlook. This actually is not made by Microsoft at all, so it might actually work.
Well, can I share something that I didn't have to look very hard for on Amazon, but somehow found?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big phone cover, and it looks like a giant ear.
Oh,
so you hold it up to your head, and you've got a giant ear. Not terribly unlike a Ferengi on Star Trek. Customers who bought this item also bought a number of other things, one of them being the fun runny nose shower gel dispenser. It's a giant nose you stick to your shower wall, and when you push on one side or the other, your shower gel comes out the nostril.
When you said nostril, I just thought for a moment, like my own nostril.
That no.
You push on the knob and shower gel comes out my own nostril.
So that would be handy.
Which reminds me of a little thing that we have that's one of those egg yolk separators. But it's designed, it's like a vase or a vase or a vase. And you put the egg in the top and the front of it is a face with this nose that sticks out. And the nostrils are where the yolk of the egg.
Yolk. Yes.
Yes. The yolk of the egg comes out.
That's disgusting.
Yolk. No.
I love it.
The egg whites come out of that. So then this is like Mr. Snotty. That's what I call him because it looks like
Mr. Motty.
It's not coming out of it when you separate the eggs.
That's gross.
By the way, this ebook about the industry has some interesting photos along with it too. Like people studying toilets and major stores where you can buy toilet lids.
Hey, Chinese listeners, could you please tell us what's the deal with wooden toilet seats? Is that a big thing?
Several regions in northwestern China have experienced wooden toilet seat shortages in the past decade, with the unfortunate result there is a surplus of otherwise useful fixtures going to waste. The wall of toilets, my friend.
Oh.
The perfect place for if you have no aim.
What? Gross, weird, strange.
Only in China. And remember, we're not racist.
Well... Of course. Against any type of toilet, wooden or otherwise.
But you can check out both of these products if you'd like to purchase them over at cleancomedypodcast.com/180. And if you purchase anything, I mean, you don't have to purchase these products, but if you click on our links and then buy something from Amazon, we get a portion of that. It's called affiliate income.
True.
And so please buy like tons of stuff when you go through those links. Or another way that you can support the podcast is through Patreon. Go to patreon.com/theramennoodle. That's patreon.com/theramennoodle.
But don't slash the ramen noodle, because rude.
Slashing prices and podcasters since 2007.
Ouch.
You can also go to the website, cleancomedypodcast.com. It has a link to our Patreon page on there. But we have
Patreon page.
A couple backers right now, and we're earning $2 per episode. Now, maybe you're out there and you're thinking, the podcast isn't worth $2. And you're right. It was worth so much more.
Possibly $20,000.
And we are providing this to you at an amazing discount of free. So if you'd like to help support what we do at the podcast, then the best way to do that and encourage us to release more episodes is by going over to Patreon to contribute. And you can set a monthly budget. So if you want to contribute $10 per episode, but you don't want to spend more than $20, you can do that. But if we meet certain levels, then we'll be able to start doing cool new things. Like one of the things we'll do if we reach a certain level is be able to start doing a video episode once per month. And then we've got a bunch of ideas of fun things we want to do that just don't translate well into audio, that it would be so much more fun to show you and for having you watch us experience something or try something or do something or show something. So if you're interested in that, help support the podcast. Please go over to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Patreon link. and we would be very grateful. Thank you to our contributors so far.
Yes, please and thank you so much. I'm not done with this nose.
Oh?
The Fun Runny Nose Shower Gel Dispenser. The reviews are great. And some of them, I think, if you take out the word soap, I think that they're actually forgetting, they're getting their own nose mixed up with the dispenser. For example,
that happens to me all the time. I go for soap and I accidentally blow snot into my hands and I wash my hands with that.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Do you do that? Okay. yeah, like this one. Very difficult to get soap. They mean snot, but they're saying soap because they got confused. To come out, if you look at picture of product in use, looks like you can get soap to come out with the touch of a finger, but in reality, you need to apply a great deal of pressure. My son was unable to do it to get the liquid soap out.
Sometimes you just gotta stick your hand and fist up inside the nose.
A 2-star review. This nose needs a quick fix. Soap constantly runs out of the nostril even when you're not using it. The dispenser was empty by morning. It's a cool gadget to look at, but not very reliable. That's not a nice thing to say about your own nose. How about this 1-star? Smaller than you think and leaks. let's see here. Yeah. Yeah. I think people are accidentally reviewing their own noses.
I'm just imagining some gang leader in Boston using some of these same terms. I'm smaller than you think and I leak.
Oh. Oh. Well.
Yeah, this isn't a very highly rated product.
Yeah, someone found theirs was all crunched up in the box, but they hung it on the wall over their sink anyway. And then it fell off during the night and there was soap everywhere, apparently. Mm. That one, I think, was actually about the dispenser, not their own nose. I hope. I hope that's... yeah, so I don't necessarily recommend buying this, but if you do, use our affiliate link.
Yeah, cleancomedypodcast.com/180.
Oh, one of the first bullet points, though, is it's brand new and original packaging. So, you know it's not a used nose.
Oh, yeah, I always hate the used noses. Those are rough.
But it seems like it doesn't work very well. I guess they really blew it. Ooh, here's a 3-star. I don't know why. So they said, my nose took a long time to come in mail. Very cute, yet I cannot get it open.
Pretty soon you're going to see, for this kind of thing, the ad on Neti Nasal Rinse, which will be this gigantic bottle of stuff that you have to mix and then squeeze it up inside.
I'm disappointed that it's just one big thing and it only comes out one nostril. I want to put a different thing in each side and use different nostrils for different products.
You know, most of my days I spend breathing through one nostril.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's kind of weird.
What are you doing with the other nostril?
I'm sticking shampoo up in it. Is that...
Are you?
Maybe what's preventing me from breathing so much?
I think so. It explains that constant stream of green gel that seems to always be coming out one of your nostrils.
Hey, speaking of green gel coming out of my nostrils, one of the things that if you come and watch the live show, when we do it live on Wednesdays, generally Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time, that's GMT minus whatever right now, you figure it out, over at cleancomedypodcast.com/live. People get to watch us record this live, and we've got a bunch of people joining us right now, like Once Dude, Josh, Ellie Active, Sydney, Mac Blues Friend, James, Lizzie, Doxson, and several others in there, and some anonymouses in there too. Thank you so much for joining us. And what they're getting to see is how long my hair is getting. And someone, Ellie, hasn't been able to join us for a podcast for a while, and she was shocked at how long my hair was. And Jenny and I figured out when I'm going to cut my hair.
What?
Yes. Because Jenny has been saying stuff like, I think I should cut your hair. I really want to cut your hair. And we're trying to figure out, like, at what point will I cut it? And how long are we going to let it get? And maybe, like, start cutting the long parts at the back, but let the sides grow out longer. Uh-huh. So then it ends up all the same length. Or visible length. Mm-hmm. But my idea...
Like a bowl cut.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
The idea is that I'm going bald, in case you haven't heard from previous episodes.
You're not going bald.
Well, I am. I'm letting my hair grow out to play with it while I still have it.
Well, you can play with it even if you cut it off. You just keep it in a box.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I could pull it out and twirl it in my fingers and stuff.
Yeah. And then when you want to tell someone you're dumber than a box of hair, you can say, look what this box of hair can do. You can do less.
You're dumber than this.
You're dumber than this.
I'll have to carry around a little portable bottle with me of my hair.
Well, yeah, if you keep enough of it, you can have a box of hair back home and then a little travel size.
But the goal is to eventually shave my head before I go bald. I'm going to do that whole trendy thing. And we've been trying to decide when am I going to do that. And I've decided it's when the shampoo runs out.
That doesn't seem like it'd be very long. Or do you have an enormous amount of shampoo?
I actually do.
Oh.
Because shampoo is one of those things where it's been like, oh, I think I need more shampoo, and forgetting that I have two bottles
already.
In
the world, when the world runs out of shampoo.
When my supply of shampoo runs out.
That is when I will shave my head, when the world runs out of shampoo.
No, I will shave it when my supply runs out. Because otherwise, I'm going to feel like I'm wasting shampoo. Jenny doesn't want to use my shampoo. Do you want to use my shampoo?
Lucy does.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as a no. But actually, one of my shampoos does smell kind of like our dog's shampoo.
Well, that's exciting.
I have to check the...
Speaking of your dog, she just licked my finger. I'm sorry for screaming in everyone's ear.
See, that's what happens. You pull Jeremy's finger, you get one sound. You lick Jeremy's finger, you get another sound.
How do you know?
I don't, but I've seen what Lucy does, our dog, that is, has done. Imagine what our kids will do someday. They'll probably... bite or chew on your finger.
Will they? Are you not going to teach them not to do that?
I don't know. We might. Let's
see what happens.
Go bite on Jeremy's finger. Let's see what kind of sound he makes this time.
And then if fingers get bitten off, you'll just put them in boxes and play with them occasionally.
You're kind of like that game where it's like bop it, twist it, turn it, pull it, whatever.
That's a game.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
It's this completely randomly shaped thing. That you have to do all these weird things to it. Yeah, they do.
Oh.
They now make them in like pocket editions too. One of our friends has it as a keychain.
What is with all this pocket edition travel stuff that we're talking about tonight? Are you planning on going on a trip?
Actually, we are going on a trip in a couple of weeks.
Whoa.
A trip to the beach.
To the beach. Are you going to take a small box of hair and a little travel size, whatever it is?
I might, but I was realizing that you are like that.
I'm travel size. You're going to take me to the beach? That's awesome.
You're smaller than you look, and you leak sometimes.
Oh my gosh. Jeez.
But, like, so we have the Jeremy game, the Jeremy it game. And it's like, pull it, lick it, bite it, bop it,
no,
twist it,
no,
turn it,
no,
flip it,
no,
grill it,
blow it up with dynamite,
saute it,
shoot it. Wait, saute
marinate it.
Marinated. No, I'm not marinated. I'm single.
And if you, too, are either marinated or single, then we'd love to hear from you. Send us your funny stuff by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221 or go to the website cleancomedypodcast.com and send a voice message through the website on your computer or iOS device. We haven't sold our home yet, so if you know anyone who wants to buy our home,
I'll buy it.
Then let us know. Because I don't want to say the address or anything like that, point you to the right website where it has our address. So have to give us, let's say give us $150,000 and I'll tell you where that web address is. You can send that via PayPal or just make a Patreon donation for $150,000.
But what if you have a well-to-do stalker? Like it's worth $150,000 to find out where your temporary address is.
Hey, for that, I will just foreclose on this house, abandon it, walk away.
Oh, that's true. With that kind of money.
Yeah.
It's Who needs to sell this one?
It's even more than I'm asking for the house.
Yeah.
If someone gave me $150,000, sure, you can have the house. You can have my mail.
You can have... No, don't say that.
Hey, I've got mail here from like Farmers Insurance. And the envelopes are so disappointing because I open them up. I expect them to go bump, 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 but they don't.
Oh, Farmer? You mean what?
Yeah.
What
Farmers
is it called?
Insurance.
Oh. Oh, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
I was getting it confused with State Farm.
No.
What's with farm? Is that where the insurance industry started? Was with farms?
Probably.
They had the most to lose.
It was Here's how insurance actually started.
Funny stuff, you guys.
Someone was out there with their cow, and you know, when you have a cow, there's a certain level of poo that comes with the cow. People are going to think we're on a cow theme because of our last few episodes. This podcast is now sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
The cow jumped over the moon. But it's not related.
But this farmer had this cow that pooped in his field.
Wait. Did you just say the cow had a farmer that pooped in his field?
I might have said that. I don't know. But I meant that
that's what I heard anyway, so all funny.
This farmer had this cow that pooped in this field, and he owned this field, but he was trying to decide, how am I going to ensure that children, my grandchildren, my grandchildren's children
have poop to step in this field,
will still be able to own this property and claim this as their own if something bad were to happen to me? Like, what if I tripped over, landed face first in this poop, and died of suffocation? Jeez. Not only would that stink, but my family would lose the farm, literally.
Mm.
He came up with this idea.
They'd lose the farm
of insurance. Now, the way it worked back then, it was a little bit different because he had cattle. He tended to think just cows. So what he decided to do is he would set a little bit of money away per day. He was used to paying a really high price for some premium cow food, but what he decided to do instead is get the cheap cow food, and instead he referred to this money that he was saving from that food as the premium, and that's what he decided to take and instead put aside as a sort of insurance plan for the future. And the way that he did this is he would take those premiums, this money that he was saving, and he would put it in the cow, like he would feed it to the cow.
Ooh.
And he knew that with the way that the cow had this multiple stomach system and everything, and chews the cud and divided the hoof and all of this stuff, that he knew that his money would be in a safe place for a while until he needed it, until he was completely pooped from life and could and go no further.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that he even decided that when he ran out of shampoo, he was going to shave his head and stop buying shampoo, and that money would also go into the cow.
Right, and he considered this. He had different plans. The younger cows were for short-term insurance because the money would pass through them a lot quicker.
And short hair.
But the bigger cows were long-term, whole-life insurance policies for him because he thought, hey, that's a whole cow. I think I'll call this whole-life insurance. It was the same cows that he also got whole milk from, by the way. And the milk production after this, when he started putting aside money for insurance, just went through the roof, which was really weird because milk usually goes down. But with these cows, it was actually going up. So it was kind of like
unknown side effects. I mean, we've never fed money to cows before this, so we weren't really sure what was going to happen.
It was like laser cow spray coming out. I mean, when you realize that milk is cow spray.
It's not cow spray. It's produced by a cow meant to be drunk by a living other cow and or people.
But so anyway, he came up with this idea of setting money aside and letting it mature through the process of a cow that cheweth the cud and divideth the hoof. And then he came up with the idea of, hey, I could do this as a business. So he shaved his head, put on some glasses, and he started walking around telling people about the more you know, the better you...
What?
The better you say... The more you save, the better you know... Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum. And there he had it, his with branding. And that's how we get farmer's insurance.
Wow. So why do we say don't have a cow? I feel like we should tell everyone have a cow.
Well, because if you have a cow, then you're short-terming your insurance policy.
Oh.
And it basically means if you die by having a cow right now, your grandkids aren't going to get as much.
Mm.
So don't die now. If you care about your kids, your future.
Mm.
Your family.
Mm-hmm. Your cows.
Bum, 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 bum.
Or your hair.
And that is a story of insurance.
Wow.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Share us. Share us with other people. Tell other people about the podcast. Send them
and about
to
cows.
Send them to cleancomedypodcast.com. Or the other thing that you can do is whenever we publish an episode, go to the show notes, cleancomedypodcast.com/whatever episode number that is. And press all of the sharing buttons on there. You can share to Twitter. You can share to Facebook. You can share to Google Plus, to StumbleUpon. I think even Reddit is on there. Even maybe even Pinterest. Yeah, Pinterest is on there. So if you're a girl, you have a way of sharing it too. And don't worry.
Wow.
I'm not saying that I'm sexist or anything like that, because some of my closest friends actually are girls. Like my wife is a girl. So I'm not completely against,
or maybe a wagon,
girls being on social media or anything
filled
like
up with
that.
Pancakes.
But if you know, if you use Pinterest, then you're probably a girl. You know, the way to make Pinterest usable and more manly, if you are a guy and you're on Pinterest, then what you need to do is you need to make sure you're posting very guy-like photos. Like, you need to have a bacon board. That's pretty much required. If you're a guy and you're on Pinterest, you must have a bacon board.
I have one just for various types of barbed wire.
That's good, too. You need something else like that that looks manly, like something with cordless drills or lumber or tools or cars, something like that that's very manly looking. And then you also need a board for mud and a board for frogs. Pretty much whatever you grew up sticking in your pocket, you need a board for that kind of thing. And whatever you used to fry with, hey, this is the other thing. Have a board for stuff to fry with a magnifying glass. These are ways that you can make your Pinterest boards and profile manly. If you have a board that is labeled "my style," give us your man card. No, you can't have it.
If you I'm going to disagree with that.
If you have a board that is anything related to fashion, then no, give it up.
This message sponsored by Sergeant Packet.
What boards on Pinterest do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know. You're probably going to want my man card, but I don't use Pinterest.
Products I love, it's empty. Favorite places and spaces, it's empty. People I love, it's empty.
Oh, gosh.
Books worth reading, it's empty.
Is that no, you didn't.
Jeremy.
The people.
You have a board called My Style.
I didn't create it, though. Pinterest, there's nothing on it.
Oh.
Besides, I might post to that. Everybody has their own style. You have a style.
Places I'd like to go. Weird
and it's
looking.
Like the giant mouth of a wicked witch. Because that's Enchanted Forest.
You want to go in the giant mouth of the wicked witch?
I've been in that mouth. I've walked all the way through and out probably her ear.
Oh my.
There's a place called Enchanted Forest in Oregon, and I went there as a child. And
you have a board called Ways to Be Awesome.
Do I?
That's cool. Okay, so that I think that validates it.
Oh, thanks. And there are things like frozen glycerin bubbles.
Okay, when you started saying frozen, I was thinking
ways to look like you're from Frozen.
Making fun of Frozen is one thing, but having a Pinterest board that's themed after Frozen. I don't know.
Oh, I have one for humor, one for architecture. I think my Pinterest, if I were to ever have used it, is manly-ish enough.
But you can share the podcast even to Pinterest and press like all of the buttons, even if you're not on Pinterest.
That's not something you should do everywhere, though.
Right.
For example, elevators.
Right.
Or if you work in a missile defense silo.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Or if you are in an operating room and you're the anesthesiologist, don't push all the buttons. But when you're on our website, go ahead, push all the buttons.
Yeah. And that website is at cleancomedypodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.